Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No, no, no.
Comedian T.J. Miller will be on the show with us tomorrow in the studio. He's sold out this weekend to Funny Bone, but, you know, he loves coming back once a year at least, so jump on it next time. But you can enjoy his comedy with us tomorrow and hanging out. Petey's with us.
Yo.
Craig Evans in the house. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Yeah. Happy one of those days.
Yeah. It is Eric Roberts' birthday today.
We love Eric Roberts, talking to that dude. He's funny. And he's always on Lifetime now. He's an evil doctor, but like every two movies.
He has 40 movies in development at any given time.
Yeah. He just, when he shows up, it's just good. It's just good.
Where are we going to get the shrooms?
Yeah.
Where else?
Yeah.
Eric Roberts'
house, right, exactly. How old's Eric? Is this who's older?
He is 63.
Okay.
Does he still follow us on Twitter?
I think he does. Hopefully he stayed with us. I don't check.
Yes, he does.
All right.
Because he always seems to enjoy talking to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's fake with him either. I think he actually knows who we are and doesn't try to phony that up.
There are so many cheesy movie titles when you go past a Lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a Lifetime, there's a Lifetime Movie Network.
My wife watches a lot of those. And the thing about those things are, if you really want to just turn your brain off and not worry about news or if your team's not playing, it's just on. And the storylines are, I always walk in, I go, oh, she's the, yeah. I said, well, she's the evil stepmom, right? I'm always right. Or she's the evil college roommate, right? You know? And they could just churn those things out, man.
But the movie titles are almost like porn parodies.
They are, yeah. Well, the one I talk about with Eric Roberts, he plays this doctor that just creeps out on like 18-year-old girls, and he's 63, and he's just like falls in love with these 18-year-old girls and tries to get them, and then at the end of the movies, he just gets away. That's why, remember he joked about that? He went through a window. And they bring him back as the next creepy doctor, sleazy on 18-year-old girl.
Stalked by my doctor?
That's it. He's done two of those, maybe three.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Eric Roberts. You took my thumbs, Charlie. He took my... I can't say it. Almost did.
James Holzhauer.
Who's that?
He's the latest Jeopardy dude.
He's your current Jeopardy champion.
Oh, the guy that won a bunch of money at once there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, not just... He has the top four, I believe, single-day earning records.
He is a professional sports gambler from Las Vegas. So he somehow, first of all, he's smart.
Right.
So he just wipes the floor with everybody. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you got to answer. If you get the questions right, you get to the Daily Double. He gets to the Daily Double. You know, he's got $30,000. Everybody else has $2. So he's got nothing to lose if he gambles at all. So he doubles down all the time.
He makes it a true daily double.
He just kicks everybody's ass. So, and usually at this point, I would just assume these champions go away. But this guy seems smart enough and polite enough.
So he's a geek. He's a geek that knows sports. That helps.
Oh, yeah.
Those geeks always lose it on sports.
But this geek
or pop
knows
culture, too.
Everything
right?
else. And obviously, yeah, he knows his sports and his pop culture.
Somebody tweeted out the other day, you know, the famous skit from SNL where Daryl Hammond plays Sean Connery, and it says, I'll take anal bum cover for $500, Alex. And you look at it, it's album cover. and I looked at it twice. I'm thinking, anal bum, anal. Oh, I see how he did that.
Yeah.
Because I was slow then, too.
Brain damage.
Yeah. Anal bum cover.
I'm a couple days behind, so this guy's still winning.
Single day earning record of just over $131,000.
Yeah, apparently he set yesterday. The record last week of $110,000 in one day.
The previous record was nearly $111,000 that he had set on April 9th.
Yeah, so that'd be 9 days ago.
He is looking at almost $700,000
now
total.
I apologize for my Jeopardy lack of nerdness here, but
yeah.
Can he go for so forever? Like, if he keeps winning, can he stay on, or is there a limit?
No. You keep going till you lose.
How far who beat Ken Jennings? Is that the guy's name?
Somebody.
Somebody did?
No, somebody's beat Ken Jennings, I think, in earnings. But as far
when did he had to lose?
Yeah, he had to lose.
He had to lose. Yeah,
Ken Jennings didn't get
because
beat,
he's still not
be
still there.
Oh, well, yeah, somebody beat him, but, you know, they probably got their ass kicked the next day. I think Ken Jennings.
In common law, the age of this signaling adulthood is presumed to be 14 in boys and 12 in girls. Tom?
What is the age of consent?
No.
I forgot about that. Because Alex goes, we have to move on real quick. No, 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 no. We're the cops. Yeah.
Sorry, you must be from Florida.
Oh, you're a freak.
Damn.
I forgot about that one. We got a ton of those in there,
I think Ken Jennings has the most consecutive victories.
Yes.
I don't know if he has the biggest dollar amount on Jeopardy.
Not daily, but perhaps in total.
Perhaps.
What is the beaver?
There was a good one the other day, but of course we don't have anything to record anything here because our landlords suck.
Yep.
Make sure you put that in your Yelp review when your phone asks you, how do you like TV station? Well, I like the TV station fine. I like some of the people there, but their company sucks. They are horrible landlords.
They are.
The bathroom stink.
Speaking of that, did you destroy the bathroom that day? Was it Monday you had a gas problem? Remember you had you destroyed this room?
Yeah.
And so you're going to hang around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I made it in there.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yep. It was wide open.
Yeah. I had some issues yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't notice.
Oh, that's right. You laid down the rope and forgot the knife, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No knife.
All right. Good morning. There should be a community poop knife in there.
Yeah, but that would cost
$8.
No,
just Velcro it to the stall door.
Let's just leave a knife in there. We should just leave a knife in there on the back of this.
Just hang it on a string.
Yeah, hanging on a string.
Oh, my God.
Talk about something you don't want to touch.
No kidding. There's nowhere to put it, really, because there's nowhere to like hang a jacket in there because somebody, ripped the jacket thing off the inside of the stall door. So
yeah, and that would cost...
jacket on.
It's got to be 89 cents or so.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then labor would be probably
just put a plastic spoon, bunch of plastic spoons in there.
To replace
Let's
that.
Lay one in there. And put like chocolate on it and let it sit there.
Oh, my God.
That's grown comedy right there.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
It's the exact opposite, actually. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And you'd think they would have a hook in the stall because, TV guys go in there.
Jack it off.
And they got to take their blazer off.
Right.
Jack it off.
Right.
Well, there is a full coat rack right inside the door there.
Yeah,
too,
there is.
So.
There is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you can use
Jack
that.
It off.
For your action blazers.
You got a coat rack, 12 feet of mirror, and one stall.
Jack it off.
Priorities in that bathroom are a little upside down.
Yeah, a little bit.
New study finds that nearly a third of restaurant items labeled gluten-free actually contain gluten. Researchers from Columbia University found the worst offenders were pizza and pasta. More than 50% of samples labeled gluten-free contained gluten. Gluten showed up more often in dinners than in breakfast items. Also, restaurant foods labeled gluten-free were less likely to test positive in the western U.S. than in the northeast. You can find this study in the latest edition of the American Journal of Gastroenterology.
I bet Dr. Mina gets that.
What does gluten do to you? If you're
allergic to it, but most of us aren't.
And actually, I believe gluten allergies just developed 5 years ago.
So I don't know
anybody. I don't know anybody that has the allergy to that. But you're right. I've seen
celiac disease is what you have to have.
Yeah, okay,
in order for gluten free to be something good for you,
right?
From what I understand,
right.
Many people
have tried to go gluten free.
Consider it a diet, and it's not.
It's not really. No.
Diarrhea, bloating, abdominal pain, fatigue, nausea, headaches, and other symptoms.
All right, so that's a weekend.
It ain't going to kill you.
Well, it depends on how severe the diarrhea gets.
Yeah, nobody wants diarrhea, but that doesn't affect us. We eat gluten.
That doesn't affect us because
of the gluten. I guess it can go either way, diarrhea or constipation.
Ooh.
Oh, good.
Oh. So you never know.
Roll the dice.
Yeah. Fun game.
Todd, this weekend, Saturday, is 420. Will you be celebrating at the national parks?
Hi, I'm Todd.
Ash, you know, I wish there was one nearby.
At 61 U.S. national parks and more than 300 other sites across the country, it will be free to enter, and it is open to the public Saturday, April 20th.
But that's pot day, so they assume you're going to go smoke pot in the national parks? Or they just say, it happens to be a Saturday, so let's make it free?
No, it's all week.
It happens to
all
be
week.
It's
it.
All
okay.
week.
All week.
The beginning of National Park Week.
Got it. But it happens before 20 also.
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect.
So on 420.
Light one up and go in the woods.
Or go in the woods and light one up.
And they're not going to make National Park Week, one where everybody's actually on vacation.
No, it'd be because they'll lose money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. So, good luck with that.
Was that a national park that chick shot herself in yesterday?
No.
Okay.
National Forest.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Get it right.
That was a girl that was going to, went to Denver to shoot up schools, she ended up shooting herself. Sad story all around.
Except the naked part.
Yeah, you found out she was naked, you're right.
She was running around Echo Lake.
Yeah.
Near the top of Mount Evans, naked. Somebody spotted her naked. Naked with a shotgun, which, some guys...
You had me at Mount Evans.
That is fat material.
Which is a command, by the way.
Yes.
Not a place.
Mount Evans. See you in church Sunday.
I always want
to... Do people comply?
No.
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 They used to.
I keep saying it. Yep. Hey, you! Mount Evans! Mount Evans! Invariably, she says no.
No.
Oh, it's a she.
I've always wanted to steal that sign for you, but
Mount Evans.
Interstate 70 is kind of busy.
Yeah.
A wonderful person that we all know and love actually got me a shirt from Mount Evans.
Oh, really? That's right.
Yeah, that says that you can never be too high
at Mount Evans.
On Mount Evans, because
yeah,
it is the high. I actually wore the shirt within the last couple of days.
Nice.
It has something about Mount Evans. It might be the tallest place that you can drive up to, or something
correct.
Like that.
I think
that.
It's the highest paved road in North America.
Yes,
you can drive up to the summit.
So is Craig
of Mount Evans.
There's it's no a rocky road thing. Up Craig though.
That's higher than Pike's Peak?
Yeah.
Paved road.
No, paved road.
Paved.
Highest paved road. But, you probably couldn't get there now because it's still, beyond the lake, it's covered in snow.
Well, you've been on a paved road to the top of Pike's Peak?
Limited edition.
Mount Evans.
No, I think to get to the top, isn't it a little, I haven't been in a while. Is it a little gravel?
No, I was just there last summer.
Yeah. Well, that shirt no longer is,
yeah, maybe
no
it's
longer
not,
qualifies.
Relevant.
It's a crappy drive, too. Don't do it.
Still says Mount Evans.
Does.
Well, is Pike's Peak taller than Mount Evans?
It
is.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Is it?
Look at these guys.
I don't know.
It is.
Pilot program.
According to Google, Colorado's Mount Evans Scenic Byway is the highest paved road in North America.
There you go.
That's North America, not just America.
Hmm.
North America. That would include all the Mexican countries.
And see. All of them, yeah.
All of them.
All three of them.
Like Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
There's more than that. Puerto Rico is a Mexican
well, there's more,
country.
Yeah, right.
Everything in Central America. Costa Rica is a Mexican country.
Brown people. Bad.
Panama, Mexican country. Honduras, Nicaragua. I'm forgetting a couple. Belize is a Mexican country. Most of South America are also.
This one's going to be Brazil? A Mexican country.
Well, Fox viewers know that.
Is Brazil a Mexican country?
Yes, it is.
To Fox viewers, yeah.
What about Chile?
Yeah.
Chile, yes. Mexican
Cuba?
Country. Cuba.
Anything brown is
right.
Mexican.
A lot of stuff in the Caribbean. Would be Mexican countries.
Uruguay?
Yes, Mexican country. You're good at geography.
I try.
A pilot program in Stockton, California will give dozens of people an extra $500 a month with no strings attached. More than 100 pre-screened residents in a what is described as a struggling town will receive the money as part of an experiment. It's called Guaranteed Basic Income. It's being funded with private money.
And this pisses off people.
It's called socialism,
Craig. I've seen this story. It's about maybe what society might have to do eventually in the future.
It's being funded with private money.
Since money's not funneling down to
anybody.
That
money could go to tax breaks for job creators.
Yeah, right.
Researchers will use the 18-month trial to see if it improves lives.
Yeah. And it probably will.
We don't care.
I can't see how an extra $500 a month would improve your life.
No. And I don't care. I don't see how improving lives is really going to make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference.
Why should we care about that?
Humanity, maybe. I know what you're trying to do, Todd. You're being sarcastic. I get it, and you're right. It's crap. But you're right. This will be a poster for a Republican candidate. We don't need this.
We should go around and take $500 from people.
That's right.
And then you'll get the guy that will bitch because he's not one. Why don't they give me $500?
But we won't call it taxes.
New study finds that same-sex couples applying for mortgages.
If we just took $500 and gave it to Jesus.
He'd turn that into 5,000.
Yeah. This country would be a lot better. Oh, yeah, Jesus is a great financial advisor.
Water, wine stuff. Yeah. Not, not money.
He multiplied the loaves and fishes, don't forget.
That's right. I did, but thank you for that.
All right, Jesus H. Schwab could take that $500 and turn it into $5 million.
Jesus H. Schwab. I like that.
What are his fees?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't.
Jesus H&R.
Jesus doesn't take fees unless he makes money. Unless you make money. Unless you get rich, Jesus doesn't get rich. That's how it works.
It's a very free will donation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the way he is.
Out of Phoenix, the male suspect described it as a sexual fantasy scenario. An Arizona couple, however, is charged with luring a day laborer to their home and forcing the man to have sex at gunpoint with 39-year-old Brenda Acuna Aguero.
Would you have to be at gunpoint to have sex with her? Oh, yeah, Craig said yes. Okay. He nodded yes.
And then they put her back in the cage?
Because you could have found a dude to bang her without gunpoint, don't you think? Or not?
Maybe not the one she wanted.
Oh, I got it.
I don't know.
Could that even work? I mean,
with a gun to your head.
And she's that repulsive.
Yeah, you might not be able to get yourself excited.
Just be like, just shoot me, man.
Right.
You don't know how sexy she is when she's all naked.
Well, you tell us what she look like.
Smell how
I'm posting
sexy
a picture.
Would you need a gun to your head to shoot to shoot her? To have sex with her?
Yes. I agree with Craig.
Yes.
Well, a lot of guys get a boner just when they see the gun.
That's true. The smell of gunpowder.
Yeah, he wants to share. Let me look at this girl. Okay, so it's a sexual. Oh, yeah, you did. Is that the guy? That the guy that held the gun?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see his picture.
Not better.
And some guys get even a bigger boner when they have a cold gun barrel pressed against the back of their head.
And I'm glad to see
nothing
you.
Turns them on more than that.
So yeah. She said that she needed help moving items at her home. The laborer said that when he got to the house, she began to talk sexual to him and said that it was her fantasy to have sex with a laborer and that she wanted to have sex with him. The man said no. And so then the woman's husband, 45-year-old Jorge Murrieta Valenzuela, entered the room carrying a rifle.
Jorge.
He placed the firearm against the victim's chest and told him that he was going to have sex with his wife or he would shoot him.
Well, then you are.
The victim engaged in a series of sexual activities with her while the husband was taking pictures of them and recording them with his cell phone. The husband directed him to move into different sexual positions.
Wow.
You know the funny part about that is, so obviously the guy did, he's still a dude, he still could perform.
He's like, all right.
Okay, well, over here, I'm going to get some, whatever.
You got a magazine I can lay on her back?
Been through worse, what the hell? Really, what the hell?
So Jorge,
before allowing the man to leave the residence, there's more to this story.
Jorge's a bit of a voyeur.
Before allowing the man to leave the residence, the couple took his Jorge. Visa, his Mexican visa.
Down there, they just call it a visa.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, but we're here.
Yeah.
So here, we call it a Mexican visa. In Phoenix, before allowing the man to leave the residence, they took his Mexican visa and driver's license, which they said they would return the next day. If he did not show up the following morning, the couple said that they would send explicit photos to his wife in Mexico.
Oh, man.
They did tell him that they'd get him Viagra for the next day.
Oh, he's supposed to come back and have sex with her.
Yeah.
Did he come back?
And they'll give him, and they will give him Viagra.
Oh, so he turned him in, yeah, right then?
So the...
well, if they had to order the Viagra, there may have been some issues the first time around.
So the husband drove the victim back to the Home Depot there, where he'd been picked up later that afternoon. Not waiting for the next day, the husband contacted the victim, told him to return to the house immediately, and said if he did not come back to have sex with the wife, he'd send the pictures to his wife back in Mexico.
Again.
The man did not respond to the WhatsApp message, and so the photos were forwarded to the day laborer's wife in Mexico.
Okay, now, how do you, first of all, here's what you have to do in advance. This guy had to do this. The day laborer had to get a hold of his wife and say, you won't believe what happened to me today. A guy held a gun to me and made me bang his wife, and there's probably photos. Without the gun in the photo, does she believe you?
No.
No. No. But he had to make that call.
Maybe.
Because he keeps going back to that house. He's never going to stop, you know.
And he said, you go to that Home Depot and you bring back some wood.
Yeah.
Next time.
Did he pull up there with his pickup truck and eight guys off in the back? That poor guy had to go call his wife and say, listen, I had sex with this woman against my will. She's not going
or
to
or maybe
it.
When his phone rang, he had to explain it. What?
Well, you almost got to get ahead of it. You almost got to get ahead of
it. Yeah, you got to be the first one.
You got to get ahead of it.
So the husband admitted that he and the wife had done this about four times prior with other random men.
Yeah.
And photos and videos found on their phones indicated that they had done this back in March, but that victim is unknown.
Listen, she's not pretty. We get that. But she could. They could. Couldn't they find a guy that would do it willingly?
Yeah.
So she must just pick out studs that don't want to do it willingly.
Well, because she knew ahead of time that there was going to be a gun involved.
Maybe that's part
she
of the fascination.
Said,
maybe that's part of the fantasy.
That may be part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Since she's struggled
if you
before,
pull up to a, if
now that she's got a guy willing to pull out a gun for her, it's all good.
You pull up to a Home Depot and say, I need five to clean the yard, $20. Or you pull up to a Home Depot, I need five to bang my wife, $20. They're going to hop in that car before they want to go work.
Yeah, but who knows the stories they've heard?
Maybe the lack of consent is the
part
thing
of it.
For her.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know,
yeah.
That's part of the scenario.
That must be part of the scenario, right?
Yeah, but credit to them for using a WhatsApp, so the text fees do not apply.
Yeah.
That, and they can keep it encrypted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if we were sitting like our buddy Michael, some of those. He would have been pissed because it was, hell, that's a quarter.
Right. You can look at her beautiful face there on Twitter and Facebook.
Or her face.
And and Jorge with a gun looks scary.
I'm picturing the guy there like, that's your wife? No, man, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go do that.
I'm going to be on a roof for 15 hours.
I'm going to trim your trees.
Is that your wife? That's good Hispanic there, Petey. Good job.
See.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.